And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready, as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. These things speak, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.